You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Great. It's great.
It's a great day.
It's a great day. Today, our guest is Aaron Scheck with Auto Artisans. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
You're a newbie, so we'll be hazing you. Don't worry about it. Pretend like I never said that.
We usually do haze people, though.
We like to have some fun, so there could be some random questions. You just never know.
We should do that. We should have like a question of the day type thing.
Ooh,
that
yeah.
would be fun.
So tell us a little bit about Auto Artisans. I mean, the name is one thing. I feel like we're going to paint something.
Right. Yeah.
An auto?
Maybe.
Well, Auto Artisans is a company that helps people get more life out of their upholstered items, like their car interior or their sofa. Anything that's upholstered, we can usually help people out with. Not every instance, but because, you know, for me, a big thing is I hate waste.
Right.
I don't like throwing things away, especially when you can see, like, something has 80% value still.
Right.
And there's like that 20% that looks horrible and it's the deal breaker and you're like, I got to get rid of this or I got to get a new one. But then what happens to that old one?
Right.
Usually other people don't want it either.
This is true.
So that's kind of what we do. And today, you know, a lot of manufacturers, when they put things together like car seats and furniture, they sit in their office and they try to figure out how to make it more cost effective to produce a lot of something.
Right.
But that doesn't actually help people when they get it keep it longer because the materials are
not a high quality.
Exactly. The quality is lower, and also the designs aren't really effective for keeping something a long time. Think of couches, for instance. It used to be every couch had cushions that would come off.
I know, right? Mm-hmm.
Now there's just a single.
And you can only use one side because if they do come off, they have Velcro on one side.
Exactly, yeah.
Can you tell I have a couch like this?
You can't flip it over and hide the stain.
No. It's a brown couch, so okay. But, yeah.
That's an instance where they designed it so they use less material because they don't have to make a full cushion.
Right.
But it's harder to take apart. It's harder to maintain. Mm-hmm. Even though it does stay in its place, when it wears out, what do? You have very few options. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what we do. We can sometimes redesign something like that and make it a cushioned couch.
Okay.
Other times we can't do anything for it.
Right.
And we'll say, buy a new couch.
Right.
Dump.
And some people say, should I reupholster this? That's a big question. Should I?
Right.
And usually the answer is, if you like it that much.
Right.
Then you could put the money into it because it is sometimes hard to find something to replace an item that you're going to like enough. Mm-hmm. And so in that case, you could spend the money on reupholstering it or repairing it, and it would be a good deal. But if you don't like it and you just don't want to waste it, but it's poorly designed and it's made with cheap materials, I mean, that's kind of like, the ball's in someone else's court. It's not really... it's pretty much garbage at that point. So
I was going to say, but what you're talking about is if you have like, I have a space in my house that it's an unusual space and I have like it's not exactly a love seat, but it's, you know, I need something kind of small. It's a love seat's too big. I don't like the 3/4 chair. What do they call those chairs that are kind of a little bit bigger?
Yeah.
But it would work. So if I had that particular problem that I liked the chair that I had, couldn't find another one because they're hard to find, I could reupholster it because it's got good bones, as we say.
Right.
The frame's good, yeah.
And you would do that.
Yeah.
I could bring you that chair and say, I want this material on this chair.
Yeah, we can get that done for you. A lot of times people have to be careful, too, about leather because there's a lot of different substitutes for leather.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they're sold as if they are leather.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, you want to buy whole grain leather if that's what you want. It's going to be more expensive, but leather is very repairable. Mm-hmm. It's very maintainable. Some of the other things, like they make engineered leathers, bonded leather, and they're like the plywood of leather.
I like that analogy, yeah, the plywood of leather.
Plywood or OSB?
OSB. Yeah, because you got the OSB. Even better. Yeah, it's like the press board.
Exactly. Because leather. OSB is not even as good as plywood.
Okay, that's
good.
I mean,
it's strong.
That. Yeah.
It's super, super strong. Stronger probably than plywood, but it's not as good a quality.
And if it gets wet, it does the same thing. It starts to separate
and blows out. Absolutely.
So you got to think about that. Even though, you know, leather might, it's an investment.
Right.
And so if you like the frame and it's leather, that's a good pick. I mean, if you go with some of the engineered leathers, you're just going to have to think about the design, because cushions and anything that flexes is a bad candidate for engineered leathers and bonded leathers, because they just fall apart when they flex. This up the sides and the back, I mean, they're beautiful there. They still last for a long time.
But pretty soon you've got a pocket. Where people sit all the time and it just
start to
come
crack.
Yeah, and it'll crack. And
then in that case, you know, we could replace the cushion with maybe a vinyl, even a marine vinyl. Then you go the extra step, and it's something that really gets some water resistance too. And we do the same thing with car interiors. Usually, in every case, the driver's seat gets the most. And it's just like... you know, maybe a nice pair of shoes that you might have. You spend a lot of money on the shoes, and you know, a couple panels on it get worn out, and then you have to throw it away. Well, you don't want to do that with your car seat,
right?
Because those can be.
My driver's side seat is really worn out. I think I'll get rid of my brand new car. Or my car that I paid $40,000 for, or something.
Yeah, and then if you want to replace the seat, they start sometimes around $1,200 for a seat, just to buy a seat.
Yeah.
And so people say, well, I'll go to the junkyard. And the problem with the junkyard is that seat probably has the same issues that your seat had.
I was just going to say.
And it may even be in worse condition.
Yeah, because they probably left the windows open. And so there's probably been rain and snow and all that kind of stuff in there.
Yeah.
Ooh, critters. Didn't even think about that. Yuck. Well, yeah, this is very interesting to me, because I did not know that you would also do like house furniture. I assumed car interiors. I mean, I knew that about you. You did, you know, all the car stuff. But I didn't realize that, I mean, here we are talking about houses. And
I know.
Couches and chairs. And
who knew?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you might, there's other reupholsterers in town that they only do reupholstery of a couch or a chair. And sometimes it's classic, and they're great. And I would recommend, you know, if somebody's looking... That should be where you get a bid as well. Because what we help people with most of the time is figuring out, like, difficult issues.
Okay.
The full reupholstery, I mean, we can do, and it's usually something I'll schedule if we have time. But usually we're fixing so many problems and issues that's what we focus on. That's kind of our niche.
Yeah.
So
problems like – here's one that I just thought of. This is one of the problems I thought of. Car seats for children. People have look at him. He's already like, oh my gosh, have we seen these?
Exactly. They pick it up and it's got the outline of it indented into the leather.
Yeah.
Plus Cheerios and candy and
Hawaiian punch.
layers and layers.
Yeah.
And in some cases, I've seen this happen. Juices and stuff will, like fruit juice, will dry on there, and then when you lift the seat up, it'll actually take the outer layer of the leather off. Yeah,
it's that's like a glue.
Nice.
But it's reversible.
Okay.
Whether you have to replace those panels, which is, you know, extreme, we could usually recondition those, soften them, and repair the dye, and it's fine. And a lot of times, I tell people, you know, if you're gonna resell it. Or, you know, you just want a quick fix, then a repair is the way to go. If you're going to keep it for a long time and you want it to be just perfect, then, yeah, we'll replace the panels. That's how you do. That's how you kind of make those decisions, because the repair is going to be a little cheaper. Replacing the material is going to be a little bit more, because there's a lot more involved with it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, Aaron actually brought an example of something that we're going to talk about. I know. We'll talk about it in detail when we come back to House to Home.